Hello everyone and welcome to the BioTalk podcast where we talk about all the latest news in bio. We're going to start off today with one that happened a little while ago, but I mean, it's still incredible. So Forrest Galante, he's a great man. I talk to him all the time on Instagram. He found an extinct Fernandina, or thought to be extinct at least, Fernandina tortoise on the island of Fernandina, Galapagos. This is a huge discovery for biology because Forrest Galante did in a week what the Galapagos turtle, tortoise, whatever, conservation, whatever it's called, couldn't do in 113 years. Now, let me tell you why saying that is important. It's important because they attempted to take credit from Forrest Galante for the discovery of what they have named Fern. It's a female Fernandina tortoise. They decided to attempt to take credit for what he did. And in a court case, I believe it's over now, he won the credit to the discovery, which is amazing. It's amazing. So, congratulations to Forrest. Congratulations to Forrest. And good luck with finding a male so that we can start making a new population. Now, I'm going to have to search something up for this one. This next one, because I literally just found this out, like, what, 2 days ago? So, just bear with me here. Okay, here it is. Zoo Miami makes history with the world's first rare rhino born by artificial insemination. So basically what this means is they took the male reproductives of one rare rhino and then I suppose they... Hold on, let me look this up now. So the artificially inseminated mother, and the expectant mother had been under 24 hours. This is what I'm reading off Google. The expectant mother had been under 24-hour observation leading up to the birth. Zoo officials said there are less than 3,000 Indian rhinos left in the wild. So this is huge. A rare greater born at the Zoo Miami through artificial insemination. So this is huge. Because if we can do that the first time, there's a chance that we're going to do it again. And then again, and again, and again, and again. We're going to start speeding up the process. So that we can get more of them out there. And then that number is going to climb from 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000. Just keep on going and going and going and going. Until eventually it's no longer critically endangered, which is what the Indian rhinoceros is. But now I'm going to refer back to the Fernandina tortoise. What do I want to say? In losing something, we have also lost something. We, the, well, The last northern black rhino is on its deathbed because of humanity. I'm not saying everyone, of course not. But because of poachers, the last northern black rhino is on its deathbed. Simply because of its horns. Like I said, I mean for the species, like, in general. Because of its horns that are made of the same material as a fingernail, the last northern black rhino is on its deathbed. Because of poachers. Now, let me say something real quick. Poachers, they only do it normally because they're poor. And they have no other way of getting money to help support their families. And there's something in... There's some group in Africa that helps fight against these poachers called the... It's a female force called the Black Mambas. And they go out, they disable traps, they arrest or even engage in combat with poachers to help conserve these beautiful creatures. So, when I first saw the news that this northern black rhino, the last one, is going to die, I was almost tear-ridden because it's just incredibly sad that we had to kill an entire species only for its horns, which are made of the same material, keratin, as our fingernails. It's incredibly sad, and it's stupid, because it's a living creature. And I posted something on my Instagram that had to do with that and the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral. Which, once again, I am completely, completely on board with rebuilding Notre Dame. And by posting this, I didn't mean to throw any backlash at, you know, any religions or any people's beliefs. It's just my opinion on the cathedral itself, the building, not what the building is used for. Just the building. Just a disclaimer. I posted two things, actually. I posted something that was on For Escalante's story. I posted, people cry when they see a cathedral burn down, but when they destroy a rainforest, no one sheds a tear. Now, everyone tell me, is that not true? Because a rainforest, that hosts life. That is completely life, except for the ground, of course. But it is completely life. And then, I also shared a post from someone somewhere on Instagram, I'm not sure where. I would shout them out if I remembered. But I shared a post saying people raise $1 million or $1 billion to help repair a church. But when the last northern black rhino is on its deathbed, no one even bothers to take a look. And then, I ended up losing a friend over that, but we're not going to go into details. I had to tell to two people that my opinion is my opinion. I'm still friends with them. Well, one of them, at least. I had to tell them, my opinion is my opinion. In today's society, people's opinion doesn't matter. I mean, look at Ben Shapiro. His whole career is basically showing his opinion towards topics like abortion and Trump. And then you have people like the SJWs who don't even care about other people's opinion except for their own. Ben Shapiro is willing to listen to their opinion and say happily that he disagrees with it, but he's not, he doesn't, like, show, he doesn't, like, say, I'm gonna kill you for what you said. Like, he doesn't do that. So, that's why I respect Ben Shapiro, but people need to learn that people's opinions are their opinions. All right, I'm rambling on. This is not what the podcast is about. So, this is the first episode, by the way. Every Saturday at, I'm not sure, probably random times. Every Saturday, we are going to have a podcast here on Anchor and possibly other platforms. We'll see what happens. But every Saturday, we're going to have a new podcast dropped about new topics. Trust me, I probably don't have a lot of them, but I will find them. And, yeah. So, let's go back to the extinction thing. Because I was talking about how the last northern black rhino is dying. We also had another great loss in bio. The last of the largest turtle, freshwater turtle in the world, I forget its name. Let me see. Really had someone that had like a computer connected to a TV screen. Oh yeah, I'm in my closet, by the way, so that I don't have any air like blowing into, like, so that it doesn't pick up on the sound. So I decided to not hide, but you get the picture. I decided to go into my mom's closet. Well, not my mom's closet, it's my closet. But, I mean, I just decided to do that just so that no air would ventilate. Okay, so let's see here. Largest freshwater it's the Yangtze giant soft-shell turtle. It's an extremely, extremely rare species. And Forrest Galante went to Vietnam searching for this species so that they can bring it back to civilization, try and get some breeding efforts up. Not 4 days later. I don't even know if it was 4 days later. Probably like 2 days later when he came back from Vietnam. We lost the last female Yangtze soft-shell turtle. That is going to end up leading to the species' official extinction. And that is heartbreaking, because I'm such a reptile guy. I'm going to a reptile rescues event to, like, go ahead and look at and learn about animals. I can't buy any, unfortunately. I live in an apartment, small, I don't have anywhere to put it. The only available space was taken up by a fish tank, but that's not the point. Anyways, you get the idea. I am a killer for reptiles. Not only reptiles, all animals, but especially reptiles. And to see that, I also learned this from Forrest Galante, this is where I get like all my news from. to see that was absolutely heartbreaking. Because I watched a documentary on it a lot, like, the other night. The night before. I know that sounds like a coincidence, but, I mean, I'm serious. And to see that, it was just heartbreaking to me. It was heartbreaking. How many times am I saying heartbreaking in a... Whatever. Okay, so, next story comes from a PGA golf tournament in Louisiana, where a giant alligator was walking across the golf course. This isn't the first time this happened, as it happened last year, and people decided to kind of make a meme out of it. But, yeah, it was an annual golf tournament in Louisiana, and people just found an alligator. Just walked, and a dude just walked across the alligators walked across the pitch. And, the pitch. I didn't say the B word. I'm sorry. The alligator decided to eat a big old snake. I thought this was in the Everglades, but it wasn't. He's running late for his tea time. I'm reading the news article now. Anyway, so yeah, that's from Louisiana. And also, I'm going to have to go to me and Forrest Galante's DMs to find this next story, because this also happened a little while ago. Scientists captured a record 17-foot-long Burmese python in Florida. And the best part about it, she was filled to the brim with eggs. It's amazing that they actually got this. Because Burmese pythons, if you don't know, are invasive to Florida. And for them to have found that is, like, a thank God moment. Because we don't need any more of those. Because they were eating an endangered rodent, they're eating deer, they eat almost everything. Like, I mean, if you go up on YouTube, you can see a Burmese python eating an alligator. So they eat pretty much everything in the Everglades. And just, you know, shout out to them who got it. Because, you know, we really dodged a bullet there. But still, there are thousands upon thousands of Burmese pythons in the Everglades. And, yeah. So, now it's a bit of charity time. Because now it's time for charity, because I found this. It's called Project Colica, and it's an organization that goes to help save kelp fields and oceans, because people are. I'm not sure exactly what's happening to the kelp. This isn't even sponsored. I'm not sure exactly what is happening to it. But I'm assuming it has to do with people. Because people are messed up. And we do everything wrong. So, I'm assuming it has to do with people. So, yeah, people are destroying the kelp fields. Where sea bass, other fish... I'm not sure exactly what kind of fish are there, but I mean, we need to help protect the kelp. This isn't sponsored. I just wanted to get this out there that, you know, go donate if you can. It's called Project Colica, and they already did a fundraiser on April 27th. That was loud. I'm sorry. I'm walking out of the closet. It's getting cramped. Don't take that as you will. So anyways, go donate to Project Colica. It's an amazing organization that helps with saving kelp fields and oceans. It's just amazing. So go donate if you can. And on my Instagram, Connor_Kesey, I'm going to shout out the reptile rescue that I am going to attend, so that I can, so that you guys can donate there as well. I'm also going to be making a donation, so just have a good rest of your Saturday. And this has been the BioTalk Podcast.